The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio, we're going to learn something new today. His name is Todd Kilcoff, and Todd is with the Emerge Foundation. And that's something down in Indianola. It's Simpson. And so we're going to find out what the heck has he been doing and what is the Emerge Foundation and how did he get hooked up with these guys. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. So tell us, what's your background? How did you get involved in this?
My background is that I operate my own management consulting and kind of C-level services for hire business, and I was involved at Indianola's Utilities and helped start the idea of having an entrepreneurial development program with the college, with the utilities, and with the community. And so over the years, that migrated to trying to actually have a commercialization vehicle, and as some patents came open that we needed to manage at Simpson, they hired me to come in, help start a foundation, and then turn that into a vehicle by which we can do entrepreneurial education in a real-world experience.
The entrepreneurial opportunities that you had with the utility, what kinds of things were you doing there?
Well, Indianola is going to have its own fiber-to-the-home project. It'll be the only community in the metro that will have gigabit internet to the home. And my idea and our board's idea at the time was, as we expand that network, you should have a tech image, an entrepreneurial image, a STEM education image, and that would be kind of the trifecta of a growing community in rural Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And?
And some of the community came along with that, some didn't. So, but they are built, finishing out this year. The fiber to the home network, that is going, and this our college program has really taken off, and so there's just a lot of neat things that I think will come around as you try to build that ecosystem locally and then plug it into the metro, because that's part of what Indianola can't really do that all by itself, but we have such a good ecosystem here that we need to participate in it.
Right. All right. And with regard to that, the fiber, who's doing that?
Indianola has its own municipal utility.
There you go.
And actually, that's another piece that I do now is I have a business partner, and we actually do consulting to other communities that are looking at this you know, kind of trifecta.
We see a lot of that in communities that have their own telecom group, where they can get the high-speed fiber all over the place, but many of the national carriers just are not interested or not moving in that direction. So we've seen tiny cities go all fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not uncommon.
The key is, can they leverage that into a local economy for opportunities and get the word out enough that you can have those opportunities in that environment, either by building teams and virtual teams to work remotely, which is a national trend, or you need to at least have your Chamber of Commerce up to speed that you should be promoting that.
Got it. All right. And that is all past work with regard to Todd. Now we're working on something called the Emerge Foundation with Simpson. What in the heck is this?
The Emerge Foundation fits into that piece in that we're looking at a seed capital acquisition and kind of a commonality point in rural communities that have college programs, whether it be community colleges, other private colleges, things like that. And so we're looking to aggregate the opportunities, diversify the risk, and bring in other stakeholders that haven't really been involved in the seed capital and startup community in the state, particularly those that are affiliated or associated with these colleges.
And so is this a college-based program, or is that just one part of it?
I think it's one part of it. We're taking a global view that if you're a parent, if you're a trustee, if you're a professor, you're a staff member, or a student, we'd like to talk to you and try to figure out what's the best way to take your team forward.
And when we talk about taking the team forward, this is much more than simply angel investors and those kinds of things, isn't it?
We think it'll be a broader base because there are those that really want to see those opportunities be local but diversify their risk. And that's kind of what we think is going to be unique about this program is it's going to be somewhat of a more of an opportunity-based, maybe not a performance-based like a seed capital fund, but looking at opportunities and maybe taking that into account about where some of these dollars are really going.
And then I suspect you're out there raising funds to do this, yes?
That's going to be our primary 2018 activity. We have a couple of ventures, particularly that started at Simpson, that have some really high commercialization potential.
Talk and
we
to
want
us about
to
that.
Reinvest in that momentum.
What are those two areas?
The two areas are, we have one called DMP123 Company, and they've created a new way to do some nanoparticle things. And so they take nanoparticles and they've made them stick together. And I've been in meetings where they were beyond the public's research. And so there's national people that are looking at this because they're actually trying to commercialize before they publish. So instead of waiting 2 years to publish, it says, well, we've got these long nanocube chains and we can do cool things with them. They first said, hey, what if we took one and commercialized it? So we created a first spin out. It's called Express Seed, and they're doing genetic detection using nanocubes. And basically they made so.
Hold on, Todd.
Yeah, all right.
Well, what's a nanocube?
A nanocube is a nanoparticle that's stuck together to make a cube. At like a thousandth of a human hair.
Ah, okay. Do you know? I don't have any idea if this is anywhere on the same planet, but I was just reading an article about 4:30 this morning, as a matter of fact, talking about, was it Tyson Foods is working with individuals out there in a way to construct meat from nanoparticles.
Yes. That would be the type of thing where they're combining DNA and nanoparticles into futuristic solutions for medicine or food or things of that nature.
Fascinating. All right. So we've got these two things going on with the Emerge Foundation. DNP, what does that stand for?
DNA nanoparticles.
DNA
nanoparticles.
Okay,
as easy as 1, 2, 3.
I got it. Of course it is. Easy for you to say. And then Express Seed is this new formulation, this new company that's attempting to do what again?
What it is going to be is one of the world's first and cheapest point-of-use genetic detection devices. So if you have something in the field or in an aquaculture environment, in a forest, that you're looking to find if your gene is there, it would say give you a yes or no answer based on a pre-programmed card that has that gene in it. And then it's uploaded to the cloud, and you can say who took the test, when it was taken, how it was taken.
And what's the practical value of this?
We believe it is going to just bring genetic detection further into the supply chain. I guess a perfect example of this is the European Union is really getting big on knowing what every load is that comes in on their GMOs and things like that in their marketplace. And as more of these custom DNAs are done in the lab, you're going to be having to track it and verify it at the point of sale. So instead of, I guess what we're saying is we're reading more about it that you won't be able to sell you won't be able to sell what you can't verify.
Got it. And so you've got to be able to know where it comes from, what genetics are playing a part in that particular plant or whatever it happens to be.
And if you have patented genes, which in the United States we have patented genes, you want to be able to verify that in Africa. You want to be able to verify it in India. Is that one yours? Well, traditional genetic detection is too expensive and it's not mobile, so there's no real way that you're going to maybe even sell in that market.
Todd Kilcoff, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. We're talking about the Emerge Foundation, something brand new down in Indianola, and individuals who are working on some fascinating genetic opportunities for business. But it really doesn't just stop there. This is the first adventure, right?
Yes. We're really hopeful to spread the word that we're looking for affiliate partners at other colleges. We are looking for teams who maybe haven't been able to plug into elsewhere in the ecosystem, here in the metro area or elsewhere, that we can help try to find some opportunities and perhaps some funding.
When we talk about the area that you're in, this was kind of a natural for Iowa, wasn't it?
Yeah, we know that we can get the media attention and the market attention and try to have that first great success here compared to maybe going to the coast,
right,
with an ag solution or the other way around.
We kind of get it, and our whole economy kind of revolves around much of that. Mm-hmm.
And it's also an expanding area. I think the seed capital in general is going well in the ag sector right now, and there's a lot of national attention on us.
Yeah, there is, and there's got to be a way somewhere along the line. You know, this is the fifth year. USDA just released a report a week ago that indicated that this is the fifth downturn for agriculture. And so finding a way that's going to mitigate some costs and make things much more affordable, especially for producers, is going to be important in the near and the short term, I think. We're with Todd Kilcoff, ladies and gentlemen. He is with the Emerge Foundation, something new. How long have you guys been doing this now?
Well, the foundation itself just launched in January 2017. The programs, we had been trying to build success stories and teams and things of that nature since about 2014, so it was kind of an evolution.
And while you're out, you're doing the media tour, of course. Why you're doing this, what are you hoping to gather? Just awareness or people who are interested or what?
Yes.
Both.
We are trying to raise awareness because it is new and we have the expectations that the colleges will want to participate. But also then if we have any immediate opportunities, we do plan on trying to put together a seed capital fund in 2018 to help gain exposure for those.
Now, what's interesting is that this is coming out of Indianola and Simpson College. Simpson College is not necessarily known for this type of work, are they?
No, but I think just like with the Simpson Promise program and some other things, they're really trying some new things. They want to expand their base and try to be more involved.
Yeah, the Simpson Promise, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is this program that they're saying it's going to be a level tuition opportunity. Isn't that correct?
In essence, for families that need additional assistance to come, then they'll be at or below a Regent University for the private college experience.
Yeah, and that was just released, I think, last month, as a matter of fact, sometime in December, and got a lot of press, obviously, with now what's being talked about in the state legislature. You know, they're talking about, the governor's been talking about it, the House is talking about it, Senate about cutting funding to colleges and community colleges and universities here in the state of Iowa. So all of these things tend to bubble up.
Simpson's really tried to promote experiential education. Mm-hmm. And so this is a natural fit to find ventures where students can get plugged in, professors can stay and be plugged in more, and it can be more affordable than perhaps, you know, just adding another professor into a classroom.
Yeah, that would make sense. Experiential learning.
Yes.
I like that. We have an experience every day here at the NewsHour. His name is Todd Kilcoff, ladies and gentlemen, and the foundation is called the Emerge Foundation, and they have some nifty stuff. We will have links, by the way, to their website so you can find out more about this and learn more about what technology solutions are coming out of Indianola and out of Simpson College, and hopefully getting some more universities and other private schools involved at the same time. Good stuff.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for making contact with us, Todd.
Really appreciate it.
You've got this down. You've been practicing, haven't you? Very well done. Well done. Well done. All right. We're going to have to step aside. Speaking of technology, how did the tech stocks do today? We've got that answer for you, and it's not too pretty. The Dow, that slipped by a bunch today. What's going on? We'll have all the details when we come back on the Monday edition of the Business News Hour.